Well, howdy gentlemen, how are you today? Now, I've been looking at news items and the media for a very long time, and it's pretty obvious that the media and all the news is biased. You know, femones are good and males are bad, especially those white ones, and especially if they're straight and masculine. And no matter what situation it is, the femones are always the victim, even if they are the perpetrator. And it's usually always the male's fault in any situation, especially in a relationship. And they're always branded as abusive, controlling. And they seem to always attack femones for no reason whatsoever. They always call it an unprovoked attack. I don't know, maybe they're sitting on the bus and they're talking about what they're going to have for lunch. Then all of a sudden the male will attack the femone for no reason. That's what they want you to believe. Couldn't be the femone said something or did something, could it? Because males can be bad, but they don't go around attacking femones for nothing. But the reason why the media does it is to void femones of all responsibility and accountability, that they've done anything wrong at all to provoke the man. So let's assume this femone has been nagging at her boyfriend or even her husband for 2 days solid, and all of a sudden he turns around and reacts. That's what they call an unprovoked attack from a male. We all know us males how annoying femones can be, and the femones do it purposely. But they should understand, they shouldn't poke the bear too many times. For those younger guys out there that may believe these news items, I don't know any man that's ever attacked a femon in any way without a reason. What do you think, guys? Is that about right? Let me know. You take it easy now. Hey, nice hot rod, what do you think?